Dear God, in the wondrous name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you again for your wonderful love towards us. Lord, we thank you for that wonderful power that you have blessed us with in your Son. Lord, now today we ask that you open our hearts. Lord, allow us to break up the fallow ground, anything that may be withholding us from furthering on with the wondrous love of God, because it's here for us. Jesus, we again just thank you for your wonderful life that you've given to us. We thank you again for the wonderful mercy and how you've sent that wondrous Holy Spirit to come and shed the love of you and your wonderful Father abroad in our hearts. Lord, help us to just reap and to take this wonderful moment, apply it to our lives. Lord, grow your wonderful beauty in it. We thank you. We just ask that we would magnify you today. Glorify the wondrous name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. So open up our Bibles today, brothers and sisters, to the book of Genesis. We're going to go to the 41st chapter. That's Genesis 41. And we're going to pick up the story here in the life of Joseph. And this is when Joseph was imprisoned once again when the woman wrongly accused him of pursuing her. And he was thrown into that Egyptian jail. And he was there at this time. And Pharaoh had a dream. And Pharaoh had a dream that these seven fat cattle, well-favored, were in a meadow. And they were feeding. And seven very sickly, lean-fleshed, ill cattle came up and devoured them. And after they devoured them, their countenance didn't change. They were still ill and very lean and starved. And so the dream went on, and he dreamt of seven healthy, good stalks of corn. And they were in the field, and seven ill, very famished stalks grew up and devoured those seven good. And so he was very troubled, and he sent for his different magicians and sought throughout his kingdom someone that could interpret the dream, but there wasn't anybody. And the God obviously had given Joseph this wonderful ability and vision to be able to interpret this dream. And this is where we're going to pick up the story, is Joseph interprets the dream. And Joseph interprets the dream that, Pharaoh, there's going to be seven very plentiful years that are going to come upon this earth. But there's also going to be seven famine years that are going to follow those seven plenty years. And seven famine years like has never been seen before on the face of this earth. There's not going to be any food. And so Pharaoh says, well, why don't you come and, since you have such great wisdom, and manage this system for me. Manage this time. See, God found favor with Joseph. Joseph had been in prison. Joseph had been very heavy laden. He had been in a very lean time. But God knew what he was going to use him for. God was going to raise him up. God was going to show the wonderful glory of the Lord in his life. And so we're picking it up at that point where Joseph is second in command of all of Egypt, and the famine now has come upon the land. And this is in the 46th verse of the 41st chapter of Genesis. And it says, and Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities. The food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. That's how plenteous this time was. And unto Joseph were born during this time 2 sons, before the years of famine came, which Aseneth, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, he hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. What a wonderful blessing and message in that name. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Oh, what a message in that wonderful verse. We're not going to be here that long today. I don't want to scare you. All right. And the 7 years of plenteous, that was in the land of Egypt, were ended. And the 7 years of dearth began to come. according as Joseph had said, and the dearth was in all lands. But in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he saith to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses, and sold unto the Egyptians, and the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt, and all countries came into Egypt to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands. 7 years plenty, 7 years famine. The Bible said it would be so. The Bible says it over and over again. To everything, brothers and sisters, to everything, there is a season. And I believe in this text you can kind of see where maybe make hay while it shines and get it while the getting is good kind of comes from this text. All of it great wisdom, but praise be to God, the beauty and the riches, I really believe, of this pasture, this passage, I should say, lies in the storehouse. It's all in the storehouse. You see, that storehouse represents the eternal gain. The storehouse, brothers and sisters, represents the riches that are laid up for our account that will never be taken away. Praise God, the storehouse is where you're laying up precious stone that by the grace of God will someday be fit into a crown that the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so wants to give you. Praise His name. But first off, I hope we see that there is a natural application in this. And I have to think of that proverb in chapter 30, verse 25. And you can just mark that down, but I'll tell you about that proverb. It has to do with little ants. Little ants. You know those ants that come with you on the picnic? You know the ants that come into your home? Believe it or not, there's ants in the church. Mm-hmm. Not out here, don't worry. They're all in my office. Because I'm eating in there sometimes is the reason. So pray for my office. There you go. But you see, those ants, it says there in Proverbs 30, 25, it says they prepare their meal in the summer. And I've got to thinking again how I used to love Aesop's fables. My daddy used to read them to me. And I really do believe that story of Aesop's fable about the grasshopper and the ants, yeah, I believe that man got that from there. Don't think. There's nothing new under the sun to God. He's already done it, been there, and we're just reaping the blessings from the Lord. Even natural man is. So don't ever think that we're too puffed up in our own imagination. God knows what's going on. But see, that grasshopper in that fable, he played and played around, didn't he? He insulted those ants all the time. I was in college, and I was in a theater class, and I got to play the grasshopper. That was one of the most fun things we ever did. We got to go to all these little schools, and I played up that grasshopper pretty well. But that grasshopper was there telling them, oh, you're wasting your time gathering. You're just about doing all this stuff, and you should just be playing. You should just be having all this fun that I'm having. See, and you guys are just stupid in what you're doing. And I have to tell you, it reminded me of many people that I've met, and even some Christians over the years have asked me, why do you believe so much? Sometimes that causes a lot of dissension. Why do you go to church so much? You know, some people used to worry, man, what does that guy do in his private life that he comes to church so much? You know, and it was like, no, I just love Jesus, thank God, and He keeps me. It's a wonderful thing. Or why do you read your Bible? You know, I used to have a dear friend, I used to tell you, and he's still my dear friend today, my best friend from high school. My mom used to laugh at us. We used to go out and we'd think we'd gonna go out and paint the town. We'd be back by 9 o'clock. And honest to goodness, we'd be reading the Word of God together. Such a sweet time. See, only the Lord could do that. I mean, you know, God, if we just, by His grace, just acknowledge Him, it's amazing what He can do in our lives. Praise be to God. But see, in that, we see that this fable of the grasshopper, when it came to be winter time, those ants, they weren't worried. They had ample food. They were all stored up for the winter. There wasn't any worry there. But that grasshopper, he was starving to death. And brothers and sisters, I don't like to make this statement, but most of God's precious people today are truly starving to death. It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. And praise His name, we're storing it up today in the storehouse. We're putting it away. Praise God. You may think, well, how is this applicable to me today? I'll tell you what. It's applicable to you today, but it really might be applicable to you if God tarry. Maybe next week, maybe next year, years from now. Anybody that's been with the Lord for any time, let me tell you something. His word never returns void. And praise be to God, when you lay it up in the storehouse, He'll use it. And He will use it. And let me tell you something. It's something that you want, because you'll need it in that time. Amen. So, again, this old world that we're living in today, I think of that wasting grasshopper. And I think how this old world, what does it encourage us to do? Well, anymore, I watch TV sometimes and see what these kids see and everything. And it's basically, don't deny anything that your eye desires. Just go out and get it. Whatever you want, just get. Greatest debtor nation in the world, and we live here. It's called impulse buying. Sometimes it's called immediate gratification. Oh, I'll just get it now and I'll worry about how to afford it later. The credit card society, debt up to our eyeballs, And see, we all know the inevitable of that. We do. It's destruction. It really is. There's going to be heartbreak in that, because that is not God's way. You know what God said? He said, be content with such things that you have. He said, be content. He also said, don't despise. That means rejoice in the day of small things. Small things. Like that still voice they were singing about. It's that still small voice. You have a God that's in the small things, because God's in you. And believe it or not, we're small things. Absolutely nothing without the Lord. Everything in Him. But we're just small things. And that's what I'm so thankful of. He's interested in me. He appreciates it. The more lowly I become, the more He increases in my life. Hallelujah. And see, that's God's plan. That's God's plan, to set our affections on the things above, not on the things of this earth. If we are unhappy today, I'll guarantee you it's because your affection is set on something here. And it's disappointing you. It is. Think about it. If you're unhappy here today, it's not because of the Lord. It's because your affection is set on something here today. The Lord always reminds my life of that. When I'm down, when I feel like I'm very discouraged, it's because I'm not thinking about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He brings me out of despond every single time. He lifts my spirits up every single moment. It's not predicated upon how I feel. It's not predicated upon, again, how people are even treating me. God forbid if we would treat one another poorly, brothers and sisters. But at the same time, praise be to God, if I'll get glory in that and say, Lord, I'm taking the victory because You're in it for me, that's going to bring me the joy. That's going to bring me the wealth. That's going to bring these precious stones that we're laying up, praise God, someday to be displayed. He's going to display that He's loved her. And let me tell you something, she's going to have a crown full of wonderful, wonderful, wonderful jewels. Praise be to our Lord. Praise be to our Lord. So again, I was thinking of my daddy, and I've mentioned him many times, and I'm thankful for the dad that the Lord had given me all those years. He's with him now. But dad always used to say, son, as you make money out there, right? And before I got married, he said, son, as you make money, live below your means. Has anybody ever heard that? I hope you have out here. And you know what he said? And as you make more money, you know what he told me? He said, live more below your means. And he said, then if God does so see fit to give you more and more and more money, live more and more and more below your means. That's not what this old world's teaching you, is it? Well, my neighbor's got that down the street, so I better go get that too. Well, if everybody else is living that way, that's the way that I should live. Let me tell you something. For the most part, it should be the opposite. It really is. Because this old world is not going the way of God. It's going the way of mammon. You have to remember, who's the prince and the power of this world right now? It's Satan. We have to understand that. He's the one that the Lord has allowed, and I will, again, quantify that statement again, that the Lord has allowed to be the prince of this place at this time. That's the challenge that we have by the grace of God. There was no way this faith could be tested in the beauty that it's being tested without the enemy, in a sense, being able to create some chaos here. Huh? Now, I'm not going around saying, thank you, devil. But I know God's got a plan in Him. Amen. And it's for my benefit. It's for my benefit. It's for your benefit. See, that's the confidence by the grace of God we can have in Him. We don't have to get discouraged and mowed down. Sometimes I listen to sermons and I hear more about the enemy and the devil than I hear about Jesus Christ. About what He can do and what He's doing. I know He's powerful, but I know He doesn't have any power unless our Lord and Savior gives it to Him. That He is on a chain and He's got a limited time. And yes, He's out there trying to steal, kill, and to destroy. He's trying to take any crown that He can take from you. Absolutely. That's His whole mission. But you know what? In Christ, we are more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. I don't even have to say, devil, get thee behind me. I just say, in Jesus' name. He's got to flee. See, I don't even go there. I just say, in Jesus' name. You start getting fearful in your house? In Jesus' name. Start getting fearful in anything? In Jesus' name. He has to flee. He can't deal with that because He's been defeated at that wondrous, precious moment. It is finished. It's finished. Believe it. Praise His name. All right, so we have this wondrous storehouse, don't we, naturally speaking? And you have it in your household, and I pray to God that we're faithful stewards in that. But there's another storehouse here, and we have one here even in our meeting. The meeting that you go to, you have a storehouse. Now, we don't mention it very often, but I believe the Lord encouraged me to just touch on this today because it's very applicable in what we're reading. And I believe that as Brother Copley, this was a brother from many years ago that really was encouraged of the Lord to go after the fullness. Don't compromise. I'm going to leave it all behind. I'm going to get God's best. And he was around the turn of the century. And Brother Hill, who was the pastor here for many years, he knew him very well. And it was sweet. He grew up under that mentoring and that wonderful message that Brother Copley had. But when Brother Hill went to preach and become a preacher, that God had called him to be a pastor. God had called him to be a pastor. He said to Brother Hill, he said, you know, Brother Hill, it's inevitable that as you have a church, you're going to need money. But he said, I'll tell you one thing, son. Learn to ask your Father and not the people. Ask your Father. And you know what? Praise be to God. I'm thankful that I knew that in my natural life. I'm thankful that I had parents and a pastor and different Sunday school teachers that encouraged my life to be set for the defense of the gospel. That if I ever had a need, you know who I would go to? I go to Jesus. I go boldly to the throne of grace. I get right in there, and if I have a need, I say, Lord, I'm here. You know what? I really don't want to leave anymore. I'm just here. I'm a needy person. Praise God, and you love that. And I'm here to ask you, I need something. I need of you. Praise the Lord. It's not that I needed to win the lotto this week. If you need that much money, he'll give it to you. Huh? But then again, babies don't need razor blades to play with either, do they? Come on. Now, that doesn't mean we're all living the life of pauper. I just want to live the life that the Lord wants me to live. See, he's already given me the increase of all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. What more could I want? We getting somewhere today? Oh, the Lord brings us on all the time, doesn't he? It's a challenge. Yes, it is. It's a challenge to be in this earthen vessel. But praise be to God, there can be such treasure in this earthen vessel. This is what he chose. And it's all by faith. It's all by faith. But I was thinking again of that, how Brother Copley said, learn to ask your Father. And I thought, how, Lord, you have and you continue to bless this meeting so. I mean it. You know, I talk to people now being in the ministry, and it's not, you know, a lot of them will ask and inquire, and then they come by and they say, well, you only have this many people in the meeting. You have a church like that? You have a gym over there and all of these things and different. He's the God of increase. Don't limit God. Let me tell you something, from the buildings to the furnishings, and most importantly, I'm telling you, to the people in His Word, that under the hand of God and the direction of God, the people that are encouraged in the things of God here in this meeting and in other meetings. And I will say, by His grace, and I'm thankful to say, whether they be even out of this country, whether it's Argentina or Canada or Africa or all of these different places, by the grace of God, you do not realize what He uses. Again, this vessel in a sense, the vessels in this place to bring out the beauty of the Lord. It's amazing what's going on, whether it's the CDs or the DVDs or the tracks, all of those different things. But see, it's God that does it. It's God that gives the increase. Whether it's in your individual life or whether it's in this meeting, it's God that gives the increase. Praise God. I hope that blesses you. I hope it gives you peace, truly, in this thought. But see, this tithing, I want to talk about that as well, too. First and foremost, too, it's not for the church. Did that wake you up? Tithing's not for the church. Tithing's for you. Tithing's for me. See, it's our obedience to God. It's our wonderful fellowship to God and with God. Praise the Lord. This is a wonderful surrendering of our confidence in Him. This is vital and precious of the complete worship that He wants. It's His will that, Lord, the first fruits are yours. See, I've come to a point in my life, I understand, it's all yours anyways, Lord. It is. I don't want your things. I don't want your monies. Don't. I'm telling you, I just want you to be in compliance with the Lord. I want His love working in your life. I want His love flowing through your life. And the benefit of surrendering our life to God, I'm telling you, there's no benefit like it. I don't give to Him to get. Oh, no. He gave everything to me. He gave everything to me. He just said, will you trust me? Will you trust my word? Will you be led of me when I tell you something, son? By grace through faith, I will go, Lord. See, we go through many different things, don't we? Amen. And I don't want to hold back any part of my life. It's every part of my life. I will go. Praise His name. So, what peace He brings. But see, the main thought in this wonderful passage here, brothers and sisters, is really lay it up in the fat times. Lay it up in the fat times. In the times of abundance, in the times of plenty, seek the Lord. And why? Because lean times are coming. Everything's got a season. And how often, I was thinking, how often we part from God in the times of plenty. In good times, we get away from Him. As we start to make more money, huh? Or we have the ability to make more money. Oh, I got to just do it now, and Lord, I'll see you in a bit, but I'll be back. Thank God He never leaves you nor forsakes you, huh? Thank God for that. Or maybe it's the time when someone special comes into your life. Huh? Oh, the compromise that starts to happen. Maybe it's times of higher education. You know, by the grace of God, I encourage every young person, take advantage of college and higher education. If the Lord is leading you that way, absolutely. But don't let it rob you. But see, young people, you don't need higher education to rob you. It could just be youth that robs you. Did you know that? The Word of God says, seek Him, seek the Lord in your youth. You've got time. Yeah, you do. You have time like you've never had when you're younger. Adults understand that. Parents really understand that. Huh? Things start to complicate. Take up your time. Young people, get it in your youth. Those minds, praise God, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And that's the time to get it. Praise the Lord, there's many things you don't ever have to go through. You don't have to go that way. God can take it. See, I found in my wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that He can bring me through anything He wants, even sitting at my table at my home. He can bring me in spirit through everything. God forbid we don't have to partake in the things of this world, brothers and sisters, to understand the grace of God. I'm encouraging young people and I'm encouraging old people. I'm encouraging this person right here. You know what? The exceeding abundance and grace of God is not, again, being delivered just from failure. Praise God, He does. But hallelujah, it's the reason to live for Him. It's the reason to live for Him. He can even keep you from falling. I've just been so thankful for that. Sure, I've fallen before many a time. Absolutely, brothers and sisters. But I'm learning to trust this wonderful Lord that, you know what, He can establish in me something. It's not me, it's Him. And this great love. And the more I see how He loves me, the more I want to live for Him. The more I want to delight Him. I want to be a vessel that pleases the Lord. I got tired, really, I did get tired as a young person. Lord, I'm ashamed of myself. And myself is really not even who I am. I'm starting to find out again. That thing died. And I'm new. You're new in Him. Really, living that life for all those years. And I'm new in Him. Praise His name. But see, I'm encouraged today to say, seek the Lord. To say, seek the Lord in your youth. To say, seek the Lord in our aged. To say, just seek the Lord, always set Him before you. What a privilege. What confidence. Knowing, again, the steps of that good man, that righteous man, praise the Lord. And it has nothing to do with the life you lived. It's because Jesus came into your life is why you're righteous. And as I yield my life, they're ordered of the Lord. They're ordered. I don't have to doubt where I'm going. I don't have to wonder what's going to happen. I know, Lord, as I've given it to You, all things work together for good to them that love God. How marvelous! All things to them who are the called according to His purpose. You're under such a calling. We are under such a calling. The very purpose of God. Oh, amen. I plead with God that, man, we get it while the getting's good, huh? And the good is so good right now to be got. Look at that English. That college-educated kid, man, he's just butchering it up. I don't know if my alma mater would even take me anymore. And praise be to God if they didn't. I'm thankful that God can use that in certain ways. But I'm thankful too that in humility, in all humility to the Lord, it's not robbing me either. Praise to God. But see, He's told us to redeem the time. Redeem the time. To not grow weary in well-doing. And it's amazing how over the last couple years here that you can sense there's times there's great weariness over the people. I think sometimes you can just see it. Just absolutely. I know you're rejoicing and I sit here and sometimes you're looking at a pastor that's very weary too. But I pray for God's encouragement. I want to be a vessel of His joy and wonderful and really enthusiasm in the Lord. Not to pump anything up artificially. I want to be real. And yeah, there's times that truly that I suffer greatly. There's times that I'm burdened immensely. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. Joy, the Lord's my strength. And there's got to be a song, man. There's just got to be a song there. Lord, find the song for me today. Maybe it's when peace, like a river, attendeth my way. Maybe it's in the heavenlies. I don't know what it is for that day, but maybe it is well with my soul. See, that's the Lord we know. That's the Lord you know. You do know that Lord. I know you do. Just got to open our eyes and say, Lord Jesus, I'm thankful you've brought me there. You've brought me there. Aren't you thankful you live in an accepted time? See, now is the accepted time. Now. Not just today. Sometimes we say that. But it's now is the day of salvation. Even puts it more appropriately that it's at this moment. Oh, what He's saving us from. Oh, what He saved you from. Oh, what He saved me from. Oh, there were times I'd just scare you what I was going to do. And how His wonderful saving hand, it wasn't me at all. He just stopped it. He just stopped it. I love that kind of deliverance. Praise the Lord. Because I knew it wasn't me. Because I was just bound and determined going to go do it. Nope. You're not going to do that. I'm going to take you somewhere else. I'm going to put something else over here. I'm going to interfere the way. But you're not going to do that. Yes, He is. Hallelujah. And He's on the throne and He's for me. And He's for you. Hallelujah. We got to eat. I got to get going. But you see that, I want you, as we wrap this up, there's a virtuous woman, Proverbs 31. Precious statement she makes, so many of them. But she it says there that she was not afraid of the snow. She wasn't afraid of the snow, okay? She wasn't afraid of the winter. She wasn't afraid of the lean times because her house was clothed with scarlet. Okay? Jesus was everywhere in her home. Jesus was everywhere in her life. Praise God. Praise God. See, she didn't feast upon the bread of idleness. Been a little bit burdened for that with people in this meeting. Don't feast upon the bread of idleness. Yeah. Not a good place to be. The good place to be is to be occupied. And to be occupied with the things of God. Hallelujah. Occupy till He come. He's called us to that, especially in the abundant times. And brothers and sisters, in case we really are not here yet, I'm going to remind us one more time. We're in the fat. We are. Whether you know it or not, we're in the fat. There has never been a better time, praise the Lord, than to rejoice in the Lord. There has never been a better time to be filled with the power of His might. Because the night is coming. Someday it's inevitable, tears may be your familiar friend, is my sweet brother David. And seeing this, do you even get the real message here? There's a time coming upon this world. And it's inevitable. It's called the tribulation. It's about here. And if you don't know the plan of God, you should be afraid. You really should. But shame on us because He wants us to know the plan of God. And there's a company of believers, I'm going to tell you, that are going to be spared of that time. And you know why? Because they took it. They took all this grace. They took all this faith. And you know what you did? You laid it in the storehouse. You said, Jesus, I believe it. I could never believe enough. I believe when you tell me that you love me. That I believe you. I believe that when you tell me that you want a bride, that I believe you. I believe that when you tell me that there is a group, a company that's going to represent her, that you're going to display before all creation, that you have loved her. And that they're coming to bow down before you and her. And that you're going to make known to all that you have loved her. I just believe Him. Why wouldn't we believe Him? How could we stop short, sister? I just don't know. I know it's unbelief, but come on, folks. It's reality. It's in the Word of God. It's in reading and studying and by the grace of God, that wonderful Holy Spirit allowing us to discern it. That it's my own. That yes, Lord, we are in season. That yes, Lord, there is a 7 years that You're talking about here. And it's spiritual perfection. And brothers and sisters, it's 7 years perfect in the fat. And if you'll lay it up in the storehouse, I'm going to tell you something. It'll be 7 years perfect in the lean. And it even gets better in the lean because you know how incredible it is. Lord, You allowed to lay it up in my life. And all of that is going on and it's blown apart. And I don't even understand. And people are looking at me and thinking, oh my, what did you do? And here's my three familiar friends telling me, oh my, what did you do? And all I'm doing is I'm pointing not to just behold the Lamb, but behold the Lamb in my storehouse, because He is my storehouse. Isn't it awesome? Isn't it absolutely awesome? And you know what? Even if we've wasted up till now, even if you've wasted it, with Jesus, it's never too late. It's never too late. Oh, no. Oh, no. Huh? Even for ones that haven't wasted it, let me tell you something. Now is the accepted time. Oh yeah, He's laid it all up, but now is the appointed time. That's right, okay? So even if we have wasted that time, we have now. And that's all He's interested is now. See, there's a wedding day, and it's at the wedding day, it's now, huh? That she has prepared, she is ready. That bride, praise God, His wife. Oh, I love that. His wife, she's ready. See, it's never too late to lay up the eternal riches. That brother, that thief upon the cross, brothers and sisters, what a testimony. What a testimony, the thief upon the cross. It was never too late, was it? Just throws all that legality right out the window, don't it? Huh? Today. See, now. Today. Hallelujah. And praise God, brothers and sisters, we're laying it up today. Praise God, brothers and sisters, it's an account that will never run dry. And praise God, this storehouse, it's readying you. It's made you ready for all seasons. All seasons. And especially as I was just rejoicing with Him, the season that is so quickly coming upon us. And you know what that season is? It's the coming of the Lord season. We're in the coming of the Lord season. In case you did not know, it is that time of year. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Yeah, He is. He's coming. And it just might be today. I don't know. I hope it is. But it just might be today. Praise be to God. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank You again for this time. We thank You for hearts that are in tune. Lord, I know You're moving here today. And Lord, thank You for moving in my life this morning. I just glory and praise to You. And I know that my brothers and sisters say glory and praise to You. It's so precious that You love us so. Lord, You're dealing with us. You're dealing with us at that increasing rate because You are coming. Sure, there's a pressing time, but let's not count it strange. We know that this is the treasure, the trying of our faith. It's more precious than gold, tried in the fire. She's going to be tried in all manners, like unto You. And then she's going to be ready. Be ready. Praise be to God. Now, we're going to have fellowship today with You, Lord Jesus, continuing with one another. We ask that You be in that fellowship. We're going to go downstairs, Lord Jesus, and we thank You again for preparing this meal and the ones that have prepared it. We ask you to again just anoint that time and bless the food to our bodies at this time. And let us have such a sweet and wonderful day as we come back for the meeting this afternoon. But again, if the Lord tarry, because the season is now. Because you're on the wing, and hallelujah, you're coming over those mountains and you're singing in the hills. Oh Lord, if we would just see you today, what a day it would be. But thank you for the glory that we've been able to partake in you thus far. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.